Hello, Warpath fans, and welcome to the fourth edition of the Warpath Podcast. This edition, we have met up with Eric Smith of the Divine News, and Eric does a great job of keeping all the football fans of school south of San Antonio up to date with what is going on with their teams. Eric, tell us a little bit about what you do for Divine News.
I've been with the Divine News off and on for the last 13 years. I started my sophomore year in high school, just wanted to try and get more coverage to the area. Started off as a part-time gig. It's turned into a full-time gig, and I've worked here, like I said, for 10 years. I went over to the Pleasanton Express for 3 years, and I came back to Divine. I am the sports editor. We cover Divine and Italia high schools and middle schools, everything from C-team volleyball in seventh grade to varsity football on Friday nights. And also, I do news for the newspaper as well, covering different sorts of crime and community events in the area. So I stay pretty busy.
Eric, I understand you guys are going to put out a football preview. Is that coming out Sunday?
It's going to come out this coming Wednesday, actually. I was coming into the office. I'm actually in the office now doing some last-minute checkups. We do a countywide football preview along with the Hondo Anvil Herald that covers every team in Medina County.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Let's say a San Antonian wants a copy of that preview. Where can we get a copy of that?
You can call us and we can send you one, or the closest to y'all would probably be in Lytle, right there south of San Antonio. So we do deliver to every town in Medina County, so it'll be exciting.
Well, we'll be in Lytle on Wednesday to pick up our copy, Eric. And the reason we're talking to Eric is week one for the Harlandale Indians is season opener against the Divine War Horses. We thought that Eric might be able to tell us a little bit about the War Horses. They're a member of District 14-4A. What are some of the other teams in that district, Eric?
14-4A is kind of weird calling Divine 4A and Harlandale 5A. I know that's been a change for all of us, but it's going to be the same faces except for one. It's going to be Divine, Carrizo Springs, Crystal City, Pearsall, and the new addition to the district is the Poteet Aggies. Of course, it's going to be different seeing Hondo and Lytle, who are only minutes from Divine, separated, and they're with a very tough Hill Country district, so it's going to be a little different seeing them, but it'll be exciting welcoming Poteet to the district.
The alignment that occurred earlier this year in February has made a whole bunch of changes for a bunch of teams. The Indians themselves have two non-district ball games and then move into a district against SAISD. It's been a long time since the Indians have been in that district, so we know what War Horse fans are feeling. Where do you see the Divine War Horses in that district?
I think Divine on the football field is kind of like the post of volleyball or some of those towns that you see the name and right away there's just a level of respect till somebody proves they can knock Divine off on a consistent basis. Last year, obviously, Lytle was able to win their first district title in many, many years, but overall, Divine is the team to beat year in and year out. So I think Divine's probably going to end up, I would say, first until somebody knocks them off. And I like Carrizo Springs only because of the size of their linemen. They had a lot of injuries last year. I like them and Pearsall. And a lot of people are saying Crystal City in the fourth. I think Poteet might surprise a few people. But it's after Divine and Pearsall and Carrizo, I think it's going to drop off and Poteet and Crystal will be fighting for the fourth spot.
We always like to have non-district opponents that will test the team and challenge us and get us ready, hopefully, for another playoff run. And speaking of playoff runs, I looked up a little Divine football history. It looks like you've made the playoffs the last 5 years or so. So I guess there's some success going on there.
Actually, I believe it's 13 in a row for Divine, 29 overall playoff appearances. You know, if you look at their record since 2004, they're sitting at 89-29 right now. The next closest in Divine's district is Poteet at 40-63.
Well, yikes. I was able to only look back 5 years of history. So you're saying 13-year playoff streak for the War Horses.
Sure. If they made it this year, it would be 13 in a row.
Good. I was also checking the roster a little bit, and I see that last year's team had a couple of key offensive personnel graduate. Looks like a new quarterback, a new running back tandem. What can you tell us about the team?
Last year, you know, they had a senior-laden team, Eric Trogdon at quarterback. I mean, he threw for over 900 yards, which was a big shocker for Divine because Divine's used to handing the ball off, and Coach Quist kind of surprised some people last year and started putting the ball in the air more. Hunter Dubose was a backup. He did fight for the spot early on last year, and this year he'll be a senior. He did pass for 211 yards, two touchdowns, had a couple of interceptions, but right now it's sounding like he's probably going to get the nod for the starting position. I know there's a couple others in the running for the quarterback position, but I believe Dubose will probably get the nod. You look at the backfield, you know, Divine lost Wyatt Sheff, who rushed for over 1,000, Joe Guerrero, who rushed for over 700, Pat Mattes rushed for over 600, Espinosa, Silva. The next closest would be Josh Aguilar, who rushed 9 times for 41 yards. So you look at losing almost every person. We do have Joe Guerrero back, who actually was, he's going to be the rusher with the most yards from a year ago. He's going to have 700 yards last season. So I actually looked over his name when I was going down my list here, but he was actually the second highest rusher last year with 730 yards, 6 touchdowns. So I know they'll rely a lot on Joe. I know they're looking at a few other kids like Avery Savage. Avery Savage is a senior also, and they got a fullback by the name of Sonny Hernandez who will probably see some time as well.
Well, you know, I know for myself, when I think of Divine football, I think of the rushing game, and that may be partly because of a running back named Joseph Sadler that made big news in 2011. The War Horses making it to week 14. That was a big year. What do you remember most about that year? It had to be exciting for somebody that was covering the team.
Yeah, it was exciting. Like I say, you know, unfortunately, I don't get to cover Divine football on a weekly basis on the sidelines every week due to also covering Natalia. But you'll see everybody talked about Joseph Sadler, the gingerbread man. Anytime you rush for 3,800-plus yards, set all sorts of state records. You know, we got to meet Kenneth Hall and 58-year-old scoring record that was broke and all sorts of things. So, I mean, obviously, it was exciting. It was exciting for the community, you know, to go to the 5A stadiums in San Antonio. And I know the last playoff game against Wimberley, we showed up 3 hours ahead of time, and as soon as they opened up the gates, the largest stadium in San Antonio was full 3 hours before the game.
No.
So Sadler's going to enter his sophomore season at Incarnate Word. He'll be wearing number 33 for big things from him on the field. His brother, actually, it's kind of neat. His brother is actually going to be playing as a backup quarterback for TLU this year as well. So it's in the Sadler name.
All right. I was going to ask you about Joseph Sadler. I kind of lost touch with him. So he's at Incarnate Word. We'll be paying attention to Incarnate Word and see if he makes some noise there for the Cardinals, I guess they are.
Yes, sir.
Eric, week one, Divine versus Harlandale. You going to make the trip to Memorial Stadium?
I am going to make the trip. I think it's interesting, you know, two pretty storied programs. I know Harlandale, you know, year in and year out for the most part is always very competitive. I know they play well at home. You know, I know they got a very good coaching staff. I know their head coach is very, very exciting to watch on the sideline, and I think it's going to be, you know, really exciting. I'm kind of surprised. I think myself as well as you looked up, and I don't think the two have ever played. From what we're able, did you ever find out?
Now that one I can go. I can go back to 1924, and there has not been a Harlandale Divine football game in the last 90 years. So I'm calling this the first time ever.
Well, that's crazy. You know, only separated by 25 miles, it's just hard to believe that's true, but it has to be. But no, I think it's going to be great. You know, I personally have not been to Harlandale Memorial Stadium. Last time I was there was 2003 to watch the Natalia Mustangs in their bi-district game against Nixon Smiley, so I'll be excited to go back, and I know they've done some renovations over the last few years and stuff.
It's a beautiful stadium. We're very proud of it, and we're glad that you're making the trip. We hope that it gets covered well in the Divine News. Eric Smith of the Divine News, I'm going to put you on the spot before I let you go. Harlandale versus Divine, what's your prediction?
I'm going to have to go with the War Horses, or else I'll probably get kicked out of town. But you know, I'm going to go with Divine right now, and I will say 34-32.
It'll be an offensive battle there. The fans would enjoy that. I think you're close, but you're off by about 3 or 4 points there on the Indian side there. But Eric, thanks for spending some time with us today. We look forward to hosting you on Thursday night at 7 p.m. at Harlandale Memorial Stadium, and keep up the good work there with the Divine News.
I appreciate what you do also.
Thank you, Eric.